Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Backyard Macro Show.
Backyard Maker Show. Maker Show.
We speak that realness.
Peace, ladies and gentlemen, interweblians, what's going on? Welcome back to the Backyard Mecca Show, backyardmeccashow.com on the all-new Gorilla Podcast Network. It is great to be back.
Yes, it is.
B, what's up?
Oh, so much, you know. Summertime is ending.
I know. I'm here with a cold and stuff, been fighting this cold and... But it's good to have you back, man, because it's been a little bit. Our interweblians only know that we took a break last week because of, I'll get into that in a minute, but we didn't have a show last week. But we actually haven't seen each other in about a month because we pre-recorded three shows because I was away in Costa Rica. And, you know, I couldn't leave you guys without a couple shows. So we haven't seen each other in a month. They haven't heard us in a week, so... Yeah, man, we hope you guys appreciate that, man, because we're really busting our ass over here for you. But yeah, B, so what's good, man? It's been a month. Like, what's the word?
I had a great day today. I went to the beach. There was salsa on the beach.
Yeah.
We all went in the water. We were dancing salsa in the water.
Nice. It was a hot one today.
Oh, it was so nice. Like, I wish I went more to the beach this
year. Yeah. Oh man, it sounds like when I was in Costa Rica, man, we were at the beach a lot, and it's just a whole nother thing, man. I love the beach, the water, the sand, and
it's so healing.
Absolutely. So real quick, I just want to let the interweblians know we didn't have a show last week because for those of you guys that are following us and that are following the Gorilla Podcast Network, we have three new shows on the network, and one of the shows started last week and I had to help them out and everything, and I was sick also, so you know, I was trying to do as much as possible and do what I could, but I had to shut down, and I hate that I had to not do a show, but I had to do what was best for my health, you know what I'm saying, myself. I'm still fighting the cold. I'm sure you guys could hear the difference in my voice.
You need to take breaks sometimes.
Stuffed up, and I'm about 90%, but I was real bad. I was in bed and laid out. I couldn't move for one day. But I wanted to at least make sure I got the guys running for the Dear Brother podcast. That was a little more important to me, for that week. But y'all know the interweblies out there. Y'all know we love y'all, man, and we're back. But yes, please go check out actually the Dear Brother podcast. They're up and running. They're on their second episode. You can catch them on Instagram at Dear Brother Podcast, and you can find them on SoundCloud to listen to their show at Dear Brother Podcast on the Gorilla Podcast Network. We also have the TSD podcast starting this month with DJ Stutters, which is the Spinner's Digest. He's a DJ, so he talks about DJ stuff and hip hop and music. And I'm also happy to announce that we're going to have another podcast show starting this month. We actually start recording this week with her. Shout out to Mova. The name of her podcast is Naya's World. And, we have four podcast shows on the roster. That shit is amazing, man. Like, it started from this, you know, the Backyard Mecca show. And like I said, you know, we were looking for a space to do this show. And then I was like, yo, like... we can make other shit work and give other people opportunities and and inspire, and it's gonna be dope, man, because the Dear Brother podcast, I sat in on a couple other shows already and helped them out, and oh man, great content.
Yeah.
DJ Stutters, I've been on his show, great content. Mother, she's already on like a radio show, so this is something else she's doing.
That's cool.
By herself.
That's so good,
so great content. And I know some of the people out there are probably like, why are these guys talking about other shows on their show, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're just bigging up and showing love. And, you know, I am the owner of the Gorilla Podcast Network. So this is the only other way I can really talk about it. So real briefly, man, we just want to big everybody up and welcome them to the family. So again, welcome to Dear Brother Podcast.
Shout out to
Yes.
My whole help you get your voice out there and
absolutely
let the people know what you got to offer.
Yes, and welcome to DJ Stutters and the TSD podcast, the Spinner's Digest, and welcome to Mother and Naya's World. Go check them out. We will be announcing stuff here and there, so y'all could catch up on the page. If you follow the Gorilla Podcast Network on Instagram, you can catch everything there. We'll be talking about more of other podcast shows on there more than obviously our page, because our page is for us. But definitely follow the Gorilla Podcast Network. But enough of that, man. B, what's up, man? We're back. I'm excited to be back, man. I needed a soul recharge. I was out for 15 days.
Yeah.
It felt good. It felt good to do a whole lot of nothing, even though I was doing stuff, but I was with the family. Yeah. You know, I was with my nephews. I was with my cousins and aunts and uncles. We were at the beach and just chilling at family's houses. And it was great, man. Like, I needed that.
You
I
needed feel recharged? That.
I do, man. But it's fucked up because it's cold. Almost trying to take me back to how I felt before I left. So
you're coming back.
But so. I'm still on that natural high, so.
That's good.
And we got a lot going on. So once I beat this little cold, like I always do, mm-hmm. I'll be back in business. But yeah, man, let's talk. Let's talk a little something. So while I was gone, man, a lot of crazy shit going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. So yeah, go ahead. What you Pardon wanna me. Start with?
Well, one of the first things that I saw was the shit that happened in New Haven on the Green with all the overdoses. I don't know if you heard about that. At first it was
opioid.
Yeah, overdoses. it was on the news, you know, and it reached all the world.
Well, actually it was K2. It was
K2, yeah, K2, yeah. K2, yeah. The synthetic weed. At first it was 10, and then the next day it was 20, and then 2 hours later it was 34. It went all the way to over 100 people overdosing, and luckily nobody died from my understanding. But
yeah.
I was like, yo, like
they were hospitalized. There's people
in the park with their kids. Mm-hmm. Imagine being there and just seeing 100 people dropping like fucking flies. That's bugged out. And then all the ambulances coming, they have to have at least like 20 or 30 ambulances, if that or not more. So it's like, man, we got to do better, man. Like,
it's going to continue, like, if we don't talk about this, if we don't address it, because
absolutely.
People are going to continue doing drugs, doing substances, and, you know, most of the time they don't know what's inside of it.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're going to smoke weed. There's absolutely nothing wrong with smoking weed, but be careful where you're getting it from. Because, you know, the dudes, there was, I guess, two dudes that were... you know, the ones that sold the shit, and did they know? Who knows?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Where is it coming from?
Yeah,
how clean is it?
So,
how's it being processed? How's it being made? You know, all
it's scary,
that
man. It's scary. It's scary because you know, you could be just wanting to smoke a regular bag or something, and they got that shit mixed
and
in
people
there.
People don't care as much. Like, they're selling things, or they don't care what product they're putting out there, because the majority of the time it's not even legal. So, you
exactly.
know, there's nothing really.
Or some people do know what they're putting in it too, just to, you know.
That's
true. But yeah, that's one of the things. And
another, scary.
Absolutely, man. That's very scary. Mm-hmm. Another one of the things that I heard that was on the news, some guy shot up a newspaper facility where they made newspapers. I guess they made a story on him or something like that, and he didn't like it, and he went in and shot it up. I didn't really follow that story
because
I was away. But yeah, it's like, yo.
There's always shootings. That I feel like it happens a lot more than what
Excuse
they
me. I'm sorry, guys. You're going to hear me coughing a lot throughout the show because, like I said, I'm still trying to beat this cold. I have a very dry, wheezy cough, and I'm trying to fight it so I don't cough too much, but just please bear with us. I try to turn away as much as I can from the mic. Yeah, I'm gonna be drinking water throughout the show, but yeah, I don't know what else. What did you see? Like, what do you want to talk about?
I really wanted to bring this up, and I know you know I wanted to bring this up, but I just saw, you know, like the whole thing with Ariana Grande.
Oh yeah, and the priest or the bishop or whatever that was.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I really want to talk about this just because it's so prominent. Like, this happens so much. Like, I can't even tell you how many times I've gone to like public places and I know I'm gonna be groped, or I know somebody's gonna, you know. And And it's kind of sad that it gets to a point in a lot of females' lives where they almost just accept it. You know, it is what it is. Kind of, you know, you just got to move on. You can't get mad at everybody. You can't tell everybody off, you know. But just to see, like, her reaction or her face, I think that triggered a lot of women across America.
Yeah.
In the world in general, you know. It triggered me. I just to see that face, because I know the feeling. Like, so many women know that feeling, you know? And then to see the reactions, because I saw, like, a lot of women defending the Reverend. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't the reaction that a lot of people would think it would be, you know?
Yeah, me too. I mean, I wasn't defending him, but when I first looked at it, I'm like... Maybe people are, you know, just looking into it a little too much. I mean, that's where the handling it real quick. But then, you know, you study it, obviously.
Yeah.
You study his hand a little bit because they, you know, kept on showing it.
Just her expression.
And then, no, that's what I'm saying. And then you look at her face and her reaction. Like see I was reading on Facebook, you know, people were posting about it. And they were like, yo, she's so used to that and well rehearsed with shit like that she knew how to play it off.
Yeah.
Even though you could tell she was uncomfortable, but she and this is the sad part. She's probably been through that before.
Yeah. Obviously. Most women.
And especially in that industry.
Most women have.
Especially in that industry too, you know what I mean? So it's like, wow, like to know how to act, and, you know, and then like you said, it goes into just not only celebrities, obviously, like you said, with you and everybody else. Like, it's crazy that females have to go through that, man. It's disturbing.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm kind of glad in a weird way that this was put out there, because it happens so much. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
I can't tell you, like, in a week, I would be in 3 different public areas where it may happen.
It's crazy.
You know, even today, going in the beach, going in the water, like, there's so many people, somebody, you know, touches or grab, you know, and it's like, you really can't say nothing, and you're really not, it's not worth it the majority of the time.
It's bugged out. It's like, it's almost like a norm. Like, even though it's not normal, obviously, but it's like, it happens so much that.
And then I think it's more disturbing, the fact that people are so quick to attack a woman. Like, that's the first thing. Like,
they do. Because you know what they did? They were like, oh, she...
What she wore.
She looks like... Yeah, she wore... That was inappropriate for Aretha Franklin's memorial, whatever. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, come on, man. Like, really?
No, I don't think so, but whatever. You know,
I don't think so either. Like,
to each their own.
She looked beautiful.
She's a celebrity. Yeah. She's, you know, she's a sex appeal. She does a lot of things like that. You know, she has the song, the God is a Woman, you know, and all that. And I think that's a big part of it, to be honest.
Mm.
I think a lot of, like, she's being attacked now because of a lot of the things, a lot of the messages that she's putting out there. And especially that it's a reverend, you know, that it's a church, that it's such a high prestigious person that, you know, would never do something like that.
A perfect individual,
you know, for this to happen. But in a weird way, I'm glad to see it, because it's exposing it for what it is and the truth. And to know that these are real people. This is a real guy. This is a guy that just groped her like any other guy can.
And who knows how many other times he's done that. You know what
and
I mean?
To whom?
And, you know, especially now, this happened on live TV and a celebrity. What about the people that are more or less fortunate, or, you know, deal with him on a weekly basis, like, you know,
or children? Because I always think
exactly
about
that's what I mean. That's what I mean. So
I always think about, you know, the people that can't have a voice, that don't even, they can't say things like that. You know, she's able to say something if she really wants to.
I'm actually interested to hear, because she hasn't responded yet.
Yeah.
The bishop or the priest, he did. I don't know if
he did the apology.
Today he apologized.
Yeah.
I didn't really look at the deep into it. I just saw it. You know, I was going online and I saw it. I'm like, oh, this guy. So I don't know
how deep he actually said too. He made a comment about her being like Taco Bell, like, type of food.
Wow.
Nah, so that was already a, that's discriminatory, I believe. You know, it's kind of racist too.
So it's like, it's almost like he's playing it off and kind of blaming the shift on her.
So if you really like hear it's gaslighting, you know, gaslighting at his finest and kind of just throwing it away. Like, oh, look at you, you Taco Bell piece. No, that's not okay.
Nah, not at all.
So that's a big, like, fuck you to the Reverend. There you go.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. That was crazy. And even to the people saying that, oh, she shouldn't have been wearing something like that and blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know, man. It's a little too much.
And I think we need to stop that shit. Like, honestly, I'm really sick of it. Like, I don't care. You know what? I like to show skin. This is who I am. It doesn't take away from me being as smart as I am, as intelligent as I am, as expressive as I am, as caring or compassionate or anything like that, you know, because that's just a physical piece. And once upon a time, like our people, our ancestors, we roamed around naked.
Absolutely.
You know, we didn't have a lot of clothes on, and it was okay. We accepted each other for what we were, what we looked like, what we are. Humans, you know, this is our bodies. Like, we all have this. So for us to not be able to express who we are is a problem in itself. And for women to throw each other under the bus like that, I think that's another big problem.
Yeah.
You know, just because you go to church or just because you are in some type of religion doesn't excuse you for, you know, how you treat other people, how you talk about other people.
I agree. And, you know, I think that's just part of the whole, their little program, you know, little shit like that to, you know, start issues just to veer off the real problems and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And we need to address these problems because there is so much violence already. There's still so much violence going on with men and women. There's still so many things that are conflicting, you know, and we need to start looking into how we're going to resolve these things.
Yeah, it's important too, because I mean, not only that, but you know, a lot of shit's been coming out lately with the churches and priests, like pedophiles and
a lot, and that's always existed.
Yeah, I agree totally.
It's just coming out now.
Yeah, it's just coming out.
Same thing with the groping. Same thing with all that stuff. You know, it was a lot worse before because women really couldn't say anything. You know, at least now you can kind of.
It's crazy. It's like it's coming by the boatloads. Every other week or month, you're hearing something. And then, you know, you got the, if I'm not mistaken, what's his name? The Pope. I don't know the new Pope's name. I forget his name. The from Argentina, the Pope, the new Pope, the new
he's saying a lot of contradictions.
He was basically kind of excusing, you know, some of these priests or apologizing for them.
Of course, he is excusing them because it's part of their ritual. That's like what they do. So that's part of how they manifest and they take people's light and they use it. Against other people, and they use it for their own benefit.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's a sick game, man. It's a sick game, and a lot of the shit is coming to light, which is good. It sucks that it's happening, but you know, you get light through darkness. So
yes,
that's what's happening right now. The light is coming out of the darkness. So
and light is truth.
So light is absolutely, truth. And hopefully all these, you know, children now and. Children that are now adult that, you know, that were children that are adults now are, you know, can talk to people about it or let it out or, you know what I mean? Because
get the help because, you know what, it does manifest in other ways.
That's
a
great deal to carry on your shoulder as a little kid into an adult, you know what I mean?
And it can transpire into so many things, you know, like growing up, your sexual orientation, like how you view sex, how you view your partner, you know, the anger that you hold inside, you know, all these things that come out later on. It always comes out. Everything always comes out. So no matter how much you want to hide things, how much you want to keep things inside, everything will always come to light because that's how truth works. You know, it might not come out in the moment, but through time it does, you know. So I suggest to people, like, just be real. Be who you are. Speak your mind. You know, and stop hiding shit, you know, from people.
Absolutely. It's, you know how many people that are scarred, man, for life, because shit like that.
Of course.
You know, like, you just gotta let it be known, man. And when you do know about it, talk about it.
Work on healing it. Yeah. Because you really can. Like, I think a lot of people think that something so, you know, graphic happens to them like that, that they can never speak about it again, yeah. You know, and that it will never heal. Or, you know, what's the point of talking to... It does. Like, Absolutely. Just talking about it makes you feel better. Like, this show. I feel like when we talk about things, it just... Yeah, we feel better.
And hopefully we're reaching others, too. Yeah. You know, definitely, if you know something like that going on in your life and with somebody, man, you know, reach out to somebody, you know. If that person that you know about might need help, man, so...
And I did, you know, like, I was a sexual assault counselor for a while, so there's hotlines for that. Like, you could call hotline and be anonymous. You know, same thing goes for, you know, suicide. There's suicide hotlines. If you do not want to talk to somebody because you feel like they're going to judge you, call a hotline and just be anonymous and just express yourself. Let it out. Don't hold it in.
Absolutely. I heard we'll actually put up in the description of this show. We'll get the hotline, some information for people that are listening. If they, you know, hopefully maybe someone could make use of it. Yeah. And they could help somebody. So, but B, what else? Let's take it to the right a little bit. I don't know what else. You know, I spoke about the K2 stuff and what else? There's a lot of other stuff that's been happening. You know, this little sickness has
lots of shifts
got me out of the loop, but
huge hurricane again coming to the Gulf coast.
Mm-hmm. Hawaii just got dodged. I mean, they got hit, well, not really hit, but it barely went by. I have a friend
it's
out
heading
there,
to so. New Orleans again, that area. Yeah, old. I know a lot of people,
and they all come from
out.
Africa. Yo, have you noticed that it follows, you know, it's crazy,
same,
too.
Same path,
it follows the same paths that the ships took the slaves. That's the ancestors, same man. Areas. That's the ancestors.
That's Mother Earth speaking. Yeah. She's trying to tell you what's going on. She's trying to destroy these things that were created to begin with. And we're not listening.
Nah.
We're not listening because there's so much, like, for a couple weeks, I tried to go to, like, different rivers, lakes. Mm-hmm. So many of them were closed. A lot of them were closed because of the algae or the bacteria levels and the warmth of the waters that are, like, ridiculous for, you know, for what it is right now. And, you know, we're not respecting that. Like, we need to start realizing that this is the world that we live in, and if we don't take care of it, we will not have a world to live in, you know? Like, this is our home, so why not take care of it?
We were given to the world. The world wasn't given to us.
Exactly. And we don't own it. No one does. I don't care how much they tell you they do.
Nah, absolutely. Nobody does. Nobody owns the water. Nobody owns the air, even though some of these wicked parasites will, you know, try to tell you you have to stay away from stuff, and they're selling water, and they're talking about borders. You know, there are no borders.
There are no borders. They're man-made. They're all that shit is man-made. Yeah. Same thing goes with oil. All these wars with oil and fighting and resources. Yeah. And guess what? None of it belongs to anyone.
No, war means profit. So that's what they do.
Yeah.
You know, all in the name, killing innocent men, women, and children, all in the name of profits and monopolies and all that bullshit.
So, you know, I just feel like that's a big thing that we need to talk about, too, is taking care of our world, of...
Absolutely.
Of where we are, you know, we all, like, we talk about our, like, children, having children, and our future for our children, and all these things, but what's gonna be the future for our children if there is no world, you know, or it's so polluted, like, are the children gonna be mutated, you know, how do you really feel about that? But I feel like people are so... Or what's happening to them in the moment, and what's, you know, that they can't see past that. They're so caught up in their own egos and stuff like that. That
it's very, very, very important and big to teach our kids not to litter, even adults. Because I see a lot of adults do that shit too, man. It's disgusting to me, man. You know, I teach my son all the time. Like, he knows better now. You know, he's 12. He's older. You know, but when he was little, he would, you know, we might be on the street. It might just be a bubblegum wrapper. Yeah. And I'd stop in our tracks. Go get that, bro.
Yeah.
We don't do that. Yeah. That's not what we do. It don't matter if other people do it. We don't do that. You know, you teach them. This is Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm. And you explain it to him.
Yeah.
And I think that's another thing with parents. Like, they're not explaining things to kids. Yeah. They're just, like, smacking them up and, like, oh, this is just what it is. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You're not doing anything when you do that.
You know, B, where he's really saw that? I've always taught him that. But where he's really saw that and come into play is when every year we go to the National Day of Mourning, which is the where the Native Americans have a mourning on Thanksgiving Day. And they talk a lot about that. They talk about, you know, the land, being connected with the land, taking care of the land, the water, the air, Mother Earth.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's seen it. So he heard it from me. But sometimes, you know, they need that little reassurance because, you know, they think, oh, daddy's just saying that.
Yeah.
Mama's just saying that. Daddy's just saying that. He's just saying that. But then when they start hearing others talk about it. Mm-hmm. And then when we go to Costa Rica, Costa Rica's big on that. Yeah. Like, there's almost no litter in Costa Rica, which I'm very proud of.
That's la pura vida, right?
They're very eco-friendly. Don't get me wrong. You will see certain parts where you'll see some shit. If you go to the ghettos, some of the ghettos are. Yeah. That's normal. You know what I mean? But still, you go to the beaches, you don't see shit. You know what I'm saying? And when people do litter, people get mad. You'll get cursed out. Yeah. Like I've seen, you know, my cousins, we have a WhatsApp chat room, and they'll put videos of motherfuckers that litter out there. And they'll that motherfucker piece of shit, you know what I mean? They'll go in. Like, they really go in. So I've learned that, and I take that to heart. Like, they're real big on littering. They're actually getting rid of plastic bags and...
Yes, I heard
and,
that.
And,
like, all plastic, right? Like, straws?
Straws, which is a big thing. Yeah. Straws and plastic bags, there's going to be no more pretty soon in Costa Rica. And, you know, they're big on the turtles. They preserve the turtles in the land. So I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of that, and I'm proud that he gets to see that and witness that. Not only from me, what I say, and when we go to National Day of Mourning, but from back home. So I know for a fact that he's not gonna do that. I know for a fact, you know, and I know for a fact he's probably gonna. His friends might do, yo, bro, come on, bro, and he'll plant that seed with them. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where his mind is. Like, and that's our mission here with these kids. You know what I'm saying? Whether they're ours or not. You want to plant that seed so they can plant seeds too. You know what I'm saying? So,
it's very important. Like, how we teach the kids, you know, and
huge.
You know, because I feel bad too. Like, working in the system, there were so many kids that didn't even have parents, didn't even have that guidance, and they get to a point where they just don't care. Like, they no one cared for them, so why would they care for the world? You know, and that's what we need to change, like, that caring. Cycle. People are not caring for each other. You know, they're not considering each other.
And that's a scary cycle, and it becomes very difficult to break.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But no, absolutely, I agree. We gotta be there for the kids, and, you know, more than ever, because they're the ones that are going to be there for us in the future.
And I feel like we're in that. We're in between right now. We're in a way where our world could go any way. You know, like, and I feel like these kids are the ones that are going to make that much of a difference, you know, but we're teaching them, you know?
Absolutely. You know what's dope about me and my son? And I love it. I'm an Aquarius, and he's a Pisces.
Oh.
So in astrology and the chakra levels and all that, he's really ahead of me.
Yeah, Pisces is very deep.
But I'm saying he's like, if you believe in, I don't know what I'm saying, reincarnation, spiritually, his level of spirituality, like, I'm his dad.
But he's
really,
he's reincarnated ahead of me more times,
So being that I know that, that's amazing to me. It's just that it fucks my head. It fucks that's with my deep. Head. It fucks with my head so much. Yeah. But you know I still gotta be his dad, and I take that into consideration when I teach him shit, because you know you have to. So I try to I need to make him a strong Pisces.
Yeah.
So when he's, you know what I'm saying, it's so bugged out to me though that he's ahead of me, even though we're here. Like,
yeah. Oh, man, but you know that crazy. That's, I think that's great to be able to pick that up. And a lot of kids are like, I don't want to say a lot. It's a big part of. The children now are crystal children.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't talk much about this, but you know, there's crystal children are the children that are here to really change our world into love, into shifting into that. And they're a little different than us, the Indigos, because, you know, we have a little edge to us that, you know, because we're breaking these boundaries for them.
Yeah.
You know, and then we're teaching them. So they could come out to be a little bit more sensitive. They could be a little bit more.
Well, that's why we got to be there for them, you know. Yeah. And also with the whole Aquarius Pisces thing, Pisces is the last, from my understanding.
They just shifted from Pisces to Aquarius, like.
Me, all that, I don't know. I'm going by the old traditional teachings and all that. So Pisces is the last of the signs that. Before you transcend supposedly into whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, that's dope to me that he's ahead of me, but he's also like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I like I said, I take that into consideration, and you know, I try to teach him about stuff like that too, but I, you know, he's 12. I can't do too much. I just throw little
That's all you got
to do. Little darts at him, but he picks it up. Like he it's just amazing, man, to watch him grow and learn and become a person, and from a baby to talking, communicating, and the way he thinks, and that shit is amazing to me. Like, it's,
and then it's gonna get to a point where it's him, you know, is he's gonna be a man, he's gonna be making decisions, and like, you could only do so much, then he's gonna be his own person. And you know, that's another thing too, it's like, don't feel so hard on yourself. Like, you did what you can, you do what you can, and they become their own person.
You know, one of the real special things that I do that he really doesn't know about at all, not many people do, but every time I read a book, I take notes. And I don't know if I ever mentioned this before, but every time I read a book, I'll take notes, you know, when I'm reading about stuff. But when I'm taking notes, I'm like talking to him. Like, I'll be like, see Papi, this is how this is. So, and the reason I do that is because when he's old enough to read, whether I'm here or not, especially if I'm not here and he's reading it,
it'll be there.
It's like I'm talking to him right there. You know what I mean? And I wanted to do that. Because I don't want him to forget, obviously, his dad, but I want to have that connection to keep guiding him while I'm not here.
That's very inspiring.
You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the things that I do to try to just
keep it going. That's great advice for dads out there.
Yeah, I think it's something very special. It'll be more special later on, obviously, when I'm not here, when he's older.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just something, I don't know, I back when he was like 3 years old, it came to my mind where I did that, you know, and yeah, I don't know. You know, he's such an inspiration to me. I just want him to be an inspiration to the world as well. And I really feel he will be. So it's just something I came up with to keep going.
That's something that, you know, a lot of people like take into consideration, you know, even just reading. Like I say, because a lot of people don't do that with their children. And I think it's a big thing, you know, it opens up their vocabulary, their world, their imagination.
Absolutely.
So, you know, get a book out and read. You know, read to your kids. You know what? If you can't read, you know, have them read it to you. Learn together, you know, read together. So,
or even, you know, get the audiobooks. Listen to them at home. Listen to the books in the car. That's still something, man. It's still, it's still building and knowledge and, you know, just insight.
And communicating.
Excuse me.
Of parents work so much now that it's hard to communicate. Yeah. With their children.
That rat race. And you know what, to me, that's part of the powers that be. That's part of their agenda to keep that. You know, they want that. They want that rat race.
So the family's
not
as connected. And
that's how they keep control. That's how they, you know what I mean?
But you could find ways. There are ways.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me see. You know, I'm a little lost for words because, you know, only because we don't rehearse, we don't really talk about, we freestyle the shows. And a lot of our interwebbians, they like that, you know what I mean? It's cool, you know, for certain things here and there to kind of recite shit. And but for me, I don't know, I just like, boom, let's talk. It's more organic.
It's flow.
I like the organic flow. I want to give the people that organic flow. So, I kind of want to talk about Costa Rica a little bit, you know, because I didn't really get into it too much. But I got a business opportunity. Obviously, I have the clothing brand out there, which is going great. Obviously, I would want it to go a little more better than what it's doing. I'm not out there, so I could only do so much from here. But it's okay, you know. I'm still satisfied in the route it's going. But I'm actually in the works of buying a piece of land out there now. You know what I mean? So this last time that I went out there, you know, really wasn't business, but, you know, I'm in the works of doing that. And I want to kind of have a business out there, you know, on some land. I don't know. You know, I'm thinking about maybe a hostel or even like a some type of, I don't know, healing center. You know, something of that aspect eventually. So, and if that happens, you know, it would be dope to get people to go out there. You know, anybody are into Webleyans, like, because I'm actually hoping another business idea I have is a tour company with my nephews, where I get people here, and I show them the pictures and the videos and the tutorials of where we could take you and things like that, and I give the work to my nephews, and we're both making income, and people are getting taken to the real part of Costa Rica, but in a safe
culture
in a safe manner, though, because you know, they know where to go and not to go. They'll take you to the beautiful beaches. You know, you're not, to me, it's whack when you go somewhere and you just stay in a hotel and you're in the pool all day. Like, go experience the culture, go talk to the people, go touch the people, go shake hands, go taste real food, go walk through the barrios, go walk in the streets, you know what I'm saying? For some real shit. And that's what I want to offer people. So, you know, I got the land and that. Those are two things for 2019 that I'm getting together, as well as everything else that I do. But it's exciting because eventually I want to move out there, and you know, I need to be out there. My family's out there. The spiritual energy out there, and just the energy, it's
good vibes, right? All over.
It revives me, man. I live out there. You know, I'm not doing much. I'm living. Like, you don't need that much out there to, you know.
And then you're happier.
Yeah, like. It's not even about the material shit, man. It's just, it's a beautiful country. The people are well-mannered and cultured and, you know, just like other places too. But, you know, I'm speaking on Costa Rica. So, it's just, it's another world, man. It's definitely different from over here. You know what I mean?
I definitely want to go soon. That's one of my places.
You know, when we get things going, you know what I mean? Definitely, we'll have you come out and experience it. But yeah, that's soon come 2019. We'll see.
Little by little, we'll see one thing happens. At a time.
Yeah.
It started in a little room. You know, didn't have the right space. You know, things been growing. So
everything's
little by little.
You know? Everything. That's it. I don't know, anything else you got in mind that you want to bring up or talk about? Or
no, I'm just, you know, again, like I said, you know, we have to start just appreciating each other more, communicating better with each other, taking care of Mother Earth, you know, like, those are the messages that I really wanted to get out there today. And you know, having each other's backs, because I think that's something that we're forgetting what it's about. I think a lot of people are forgetting what loyalty is about.
Absolutely.
What it is to, you know, like, be there for someone else and hold space for them, you know?
Yeah. I agree 100%.
And we need that more. We need that now more than ever.
It's being lost. And again, like I said, it's part of the powers that be. It's part of their agenda, but we are strong enough to break through that, you know what I mean, and teach the people and show the people and see the wrongs within ourselves, you know what I mean, and fix that, because once we fix that, we can help others and help heal not just people but the world around us, you know what I mean, Mother Earth. And
it starts with us.
Oh, absolutely. The first, you gotta love yourself before you can love anything else, you know. If you don't love yourself, if you're not taking care of yourself, if you're not feeding your brain, if you're not feeding your body healthy shit, you know, you're doing it wrong, and you're not gonna be able to do it how you really want to do. So, but, you know, that's the backdrop. Yeah, I was wondering what that noise was, but yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I really want people to go out there and just, you know, even hold the door open for somebody. You know what I mean?
Something that simple, right?
Yeah. Say thank you. Even if they don't say thank you, man, like, just hold the door open. Don't be them. You know, you don't have to be somebody negative or the ugly you see in the world. You know, mm-hmm. just because you see ugly in the world don't mean you got to be that. And just because you're treated like that doesn't mean you have to be like that. You know, mm-hmm. that might be a little tough for some people to think about that, but be, you know, I don't want to sound cliche, but there's the, you know, the quote by Gandhi, be the change you want to see in the world. You know what I mean? And it's so true though, you know, just because someone didn't open the door for you, open the door for the next person behind you.
Yeah.
Break that fucking cycle of bullshit. You're breaking that cycle right there in that instant by just opening the door for the person behind you.
A little
shit like that.
Yeah.
Little shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's nothing, man. It's nothing. And, you know, it's not much to ask for at all. But real quick, my people, you know, I got to tag in our social media and stuff so you can reach out to us. We got the email is backyardmeccashow@gmail.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Backyard Mecca. You can catch us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher, most of all your big platforms. Just, you know, like, subscribe, comment, follow, and most of all, please share, especially if you dig what we're doing, because that's what helps us grow. You know, again, we're doing this, we're not getting paid. We do it for the love. You know, the support, it means everything. You know, we're trying to grow into something and we're trying to give you content every week. And whether we're sick or not, you see us doing our thing. Even, you know, even when we're on vacation, you know, we gave you 3 shows while I was away, 3 pre-recorded shows. And, you know, we take a lot of thought and we think about you Interweblians and supporters a lot. This is a family and, you know, we just want to keep it going like that, you know, and. You know, I think it's dope for them
people,
to,
yeah. Like, out there that really want a voice, you know, like, reach out. That's what we're here for. You know, it doesn't have to be just what we say or what we talk about.
Absolutely.
You have a voice. If you feel like you got something to share and you need the world to know, reach out.
Yeah. Send us an email. Leave a comment. You know, if you want us to talk about a topic, you know what I mean? If you're local, you want to be on the show, hit us up, man. We'll have you up here. You know what I mean? If you see what we're doing with the podcast network, you know what I mean? If you want to be a podcast on the network, man, if you were inspired to start your own show, reach out. You know, I'm not just here to, you know, take the rental fees and all that shit. You know, I sit down with you, I show you how to get it, how I got it. I show you how to go online, you know what I'm saying? And put your show out there and we edit your show. Hit us up, man, you know? It's love. We're just trying to put out love. And we just want to inspire at the end of the day. But I think we're gonna cut it short, man. It's a short show, about 45 minutes in. You know, my voice is starting to scratch up a little bit. I held out pretty good.
Yeah.
I coughed less than I thought I was because I've been holding it in a little bit. But Interweblians, I hope you enjoy the show. I hope you enjoy what we're doing. Please pardon on the absence last week. We had a lot of going on. And you know, again, check us out, man. Backyard Mecca Show at gmail.com, Backyard Mecca, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And we will see y'all next week. Peace, peace,
peace.
Peace.
Interweblings.